Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers, and actually I have been the producer this last 3 weeks. Oh, my lonesome. We have a lot of people that are away. My virtual assistant is away taking some time off for the summer. One of my other producers is taking time away for the summer as well. And here we are. As I promise, I will not disappoint you guys. We are continuing on. We did take a couple of weeks off in July, and another week will be taken off in August. But we will continue to broadcast daily our shows with wonderful guests, because people are still writing books, people are still promoting the music, and people are still coaching, and people are still doing what they love to do. And here we are to promote you, to help you out. As the theme of the show goes, tell me who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And with all those questions, as you know, we plan out an amazing show with incredible, incredible guests. Today we are live at a regular time around 6:30 or so, to be exact, for regular time. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we are here. It is a beautiful Monday. I know some of you don't like Mondays, but you know what? I think if you enjoy life, if you love what you do, if you are looking at the bright side of life, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and thank God it's Friday, kind of thing, doesn't really matter. They're all amazing days, and they're all great, and let's enjoy it. And in Canada, we are enjoying an incredible hot weather. The last 4 days has been, I feel like I'm in Brazil, and some of you know, I have lived there for a while, so we are experiencing incredible heat. We get the extreme. In the winter, we go minus 40, and right now, with humidity, it feels like 38, 40. It is, wow, I am at awe, because I don't think it has been that hot, that humid for the last 10 or maybe 5 years. People were saying that we had experienced that, but I honestly can tell you this is, it seems new to me. And I know we're blasting the air conditioning here at our studio. It feels nice and comfortable, but as soon as you stepped out, it is definitely, definitely hot and humid. And my goodness, Mondays and Wednesdays is my day to do my regular jogging with my running group, and I haven't been able to do that because it is too dangerous. It's safe for people that run, and that heat, it actually could cause a heart attack or a stroke, and I want to be here for a little while, God willing. So, yeah. Okay, guys, I do have an amazing guest. This fellow follows me, and I follow him for a little while now. I'll be following his music career. Let me give you a little bit of a teaser. We will be playing this song later on, but there's a brand new solo that this fellow has made. It's promoting right now, and I would love to play the whole thing, and I would love for you to stick it out with me. His name, by the way, is Mr. Walt P. Walter P. Poison, and I was so honored when he contacted me because I did have it on the show a little while ago, and some of you might remember the show, some of you might know, because we do have brand new listeners, brand new people that are following us. So he is a singer-songwriter, very, very talented. Again, like I said, he does follow us on Instagram and on YouTube and also on Twitter. So we will be tweeting. If you would like to speak to this fellow right now, the number to call us in is 323-870-4055. 323-870-4055 is the number. If you are a fan, because I know this fellow has a lot of Mr. Walt P has a lot of fans, check it out, everyone, and call us in, or comment on our social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. And it looks like we have some thunders coming up. Okay, without further ado, that was loud. Without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Walt P to the show. Hello,
hey,
hello,
Ms.
my
Lizzie.
Dear. Welcome, welcome. How are you doing this afternoon? It is afternoon or evening for you?
It's around the evening, but afternoon will work too, Lizzie. How you been?
I've been doing fantastic, enjoying this wonderful summer, and yeah, the heat is definitely there, and we are trying to keep cool. How about you guys?
It is absolutely hot down here in Georgia, but we are maintaining. Good, thank God for air conditioning, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I hear that you've been, I mean, you're always working on new projects, you're always working on new plans, you're always trying to upgrade yourself, if I may say so. So you're working on a brand new single right now. It's called First Bad News. Can you, you've been in the industry for a little while, but for the people that are, you know, following us for the last year, brand new audience, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, Lizzie T. My name is Walt P. I am an artist based out of Georgia. I've been doing music for about 10 years now. I actually just started my new record label, which is Bad Guy Core Entertainment, LLC. I have a new project that I am about to release in September, which is called Testament of a Dreamer. The single tonight that we're going to debut is called Bad News. And it's basically a single that, you know, due to all the things that's going on in the world, I really felt some type of way that, and me as an artist, you know, our whole thing with expression is through music. And so I just wanted to touch on a couple of things that's going on in the world, and, you know, give it from an aspect of an artist, you know, a sort of voice for the people who, you know, don't maybe don't have a voice, you know.
But, and that's what I wanted to ask you. What that news, you kind of jumped in, and I love when people do that you know, gives me that awesome segue. No, that's phenomenal. So I was going to ask you, what inspired you to write this this new single?
Life, Lizzie, just what goes on a day-to-day basis. You know, we go through life on an everyday, and it's all over the place, you know, our phones, our computers, social media, you know, the TV. You know, it's gotten to a point where, you know, we don't have to look on TV and watch the evening news or the morning news to get what's going on in the world. So it's all around us. So I decided to make a song that touches on our feelings about what's going on in the world, you know, because we all know what's going on. It's just, you know, on a regular basis, you know, how many people express how they feel about what's going on. And that's what bad news is all about. But yeah,
now, what would you say the feedback from your fans, you know, people that are a little bit on the, you know, kind of judging you on titles or you know, on the title of the song, because they probably can turn around and say, well, Mr. Walty, there is so many bad news in the world already. There is so much negativity, and here you are, you know, naming yourself the song Bad News. Have you gotten any controversy? What's the feedback that you're getting from the audience?
Actually, I've got very positive feedback. I actually leaked the song on one of my websites, and it had phenomenal feedback from it. You know, just positive results. People took to the song, you know, because people do feel like this, you know. And when people hear something that is very relatable to something that goes on on their day to day, then, you know, they respond in a positive way. You know, they gravitate toward it. So, you know, us as artists, you know, that's what we do. You know, we take a subject matter and we put it in to you, the audience, so that you can listen, but you feel this way also. Maybe you just, you know, not necessarily have the ability to speak like that, but maybe, you know, saying, oh, I never thought about it like that, but that's exactly how I feel right there. So that's the wonderfulness or the awesomeness of having this talent, you know. And us as artists all over the world, I don't care what kind of music you make, I don't care what kind of art you make, you know. I look at artists and art, all of it is synonymous to each other. Whether you paint, whether you play an instrument, whether you sing, whether you rap, whether you know, spoken word, all of that. We all have a responsibility to be a voice for the voiceless.
That's beautiful. And I think that you're taking that ownership, you're taking that job very seriously and becoming the voice for the public. And a lot of people actually don't have courage to say what they feel, to say what is in their head, to express you know, their feelings and in a vocal way, and here you are doing it for us, right? So that, good for
Absolutely.
You. And it must, yeah, it takes a lot of courage to come out and say this is what I you probably have surveyed and asked people, you know, what do you really think? What do you think? And with things that are happening in the world, especially you guys in the States, I mean, the world is. It has the eyes right now on the United States, and our prayers are with you guys. Now, you have this the whole LP. How many songs are you planning to release?
On this LP, Testament of a Dreamer, I am planning to release 4 songs. That will be out September on every website you can think of, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, everything that, you know, that is at your fingertips on your phone or your mobile device, you know, whatever media you deem necessary to use on a regular basis. Testament of a Dreamer will be available for that. And when we get to that part, I will definitely tell everybody where to find me, you know, i.e., Instagram, Halanis, Twitter, the whole nine.
Beautiful, beautiful. So with the this is probably the bad news. Is that the going to be the cover for the LP, or you have other songs in mind? And any video are you thinking of releasing as well, or a little you know, something to go on YouTube along with that? Because I know you did one really awesome one last time for your last solo.
Yes, definitely. You know, that's one of the powers of promotion is, you know, along with the audio, you know, you have the visuals. So we are, me and my team, we are currently working on the best possible visuals for every song on the LP. It's going to be, you know, actually like a little mini movie, Testament of a Dreamer Will, because it is a culmination of, you know, what I have went through. You know, I always like to be adamant about, you know, the titles that I put on my projects, because I want it to be a representation of me, you know, because my life is my music. I want people to get to know me through my music. You know, when you listen to my music, that absolutely is a representation of me. Any time you hear a song that has Walt P on it, you know, that's exactly how I feel. That is coming from experience or something I want to do, or something that I am currently doing. You know, my company's name is Bad Guy Core Entertainment, but I always have to tell people that, you know, the name Bad Guy, I am reinventing that name. And I took it as a term of endearment. And let me explain. I and me and my team, what we do is we tend to go against the grain in a world that tends to just go along. You know, if there's 10,000 people outside looking at the sky saying the sky is purple today, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to tell the truth. No, it's not. It is blue. You know, so that makes you a bad guy when you don't go along with the masses sometimes. So I absolutely own that. Yes, I am the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will represent that to the fullest, Lizzie.
Okay, so you go against the current kind of thing. So you're calling yourself bad guy because you're not part of the norm. You're not doing what everybody else is doing. You're just doing the opposite in a good way. So in that sense, yeah, you're going against current. So you're bad. I hear you.
Yeah.
One of the things that I love about you is, one of the things that I love about you, you love for people to know who you are. And on your videos, on your Facebook, I can see that. And you're very personable and you want to identify with the audience. You want to make sure that they don't just know you as the artist, but as a person. And I think that's one of the greatest things that an artist
Absolutely.
Can ever do is just
Absolutely.
Identify with the audience as on a personal
Absolutely.
Level. And it's easier for people to follow you that way because it is
right. It's
just a guy like me and you, and I can, you know, I can get to know this guy.
Right. And you know, Lizzie, I live out of the principle, I don't want anybody to make their own assumptions of who I am. I'll let you know who I am. You know, I don't want you to make assumptions about that. Ask me a question, or I will put it out there in a format that will, you know, break it down for you step by step, because I know exactly who I am. I look in the mirror every single day, and so I want other people to know that. And, you know, they might think I'm cool. They might hate me. I don't know. That's none of my business how they think, but I'm going to put it to you exactly how I deem necessary so that there is no misconstruing, there is no, you know, misconception of who I am as a human being and what I stand for.
That's beautiful because it shows the true, your vulnerability, it shows how genuine you are and how true to yourself you are. So that's phenomenal. So I don't want to forget, Walter, to share with the audience, where can people find you?
Awesome. You can find Walt P at Instagram at Walt P. On Halanis at Walt P, Twitter at Walt P the Bad Guy, on Facebook, Mr. Bad Guy to you, and it's the number two, YouTube, Walt P, Spotify, Walt P, SoundCloud, Walt $P. Did you get all those Walt P's, Liz?
I think we got it all. If it don't worry. This show is recorded,
right.
And we will definitely listen if you have.
Yeah.
And For everyone who just have missed it, don't worry about it, everyone. We have this all recorded. You will be able to hear it again. I will have the links on my social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, and definitely on Facebook, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. And the link of the show is there. Underneath, I will have all the links for Walt P., new solo and the YouTube, and you can definitely follow him. It's going to be a treat. This guy is happening, is doing it, love his persistence and love his enthusiasm about his career and about the music. It's all about just being out there and being truthful and being genuine, and that is beautiful and an artist. I find it very disappointing sometimes when you see an artist and they're kind of getting a little bit of the success or a little bit of that turnaround, and they completely change into something that, you know, the audience cannot identify anymore. It's just kind of fake. And I think we have enough fake people in this world. I think we need to have a personal relationship. Nowadays, we are all on our phones. One of the things that I always do, dinner time, phones away, meetings with clients, phones is our way. Got to look those people in the eyes. And when we can't, because Mr. Walpy is all the way in Georgia, but you know, you look at the phone, and you look at when you're doing a video, you are actually looking at that camera, trying to identify to that person on the other side of the world, and really, truly speaking from your heart. And that is really valuable. Speak from your heart. And that's what he's doing right now. The songs are from the heart, very, very touchy subjects or difficult to express. But thanks to music and thanks to his culture and his portrait, he's able to transmit those thoughts that we can't, but he does through music. Yeah, I can't wait to play your song. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3, and we will be playing the song throughout this month for people to listen. It's going to be over and over again, so we will be tweeting whenever we have the song playing for you guys to kind of get familiar with what's to come. There's four songs that he's preparing, and so you said that the date for the LP again is going to be in?
That will be September the 13th is the projection date. Awesome. The Testament of a Dreamer will be available.
Awesome. And any concerts or any, you have any dates for plays or anything like that?
Yes, we have some dates that we are booking right now as we speak. But management has advise me to, you know, that will be all on our website and stuff. So those who follow me, you will definitely know those dates and where to come see Walt P and enjoy his music.
Awesome. And you know what? I think we have a caller. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Would you like to comment or a question to the singer?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, how
yes,
you doing?
Go ahead.
Hey, so Walt P.
Yes.
What exactly inspires you to rap?
I grew up in a time where, you know, I was joking with a buddy of mine the other day how I used to be rapping in the mirror. I used to put aluminum foil over my teeth and used to go in my mama's room with her church jewelry and stuff, and I'd be rapping to the songs and stuff. And I never thought that I would be in a position where I would actually be doing this, you know, as a career. But I think I always had it in me. And, you know, I've always been an expressive person, you know, people who know me. And when you get to that point where you experience enough in life and you would like to share that experience with somebody, because you never know what somebody else is going through. You know, on a regular basis, I try to just talk to people. You know, if it's nothing but, you know, ask them how they doing. And so music, what it allows me to do is express myself, go through that venting process and just get it out exactly how I feel, you know. And each song is a new experience, you know. I don't think you can ever get your whole mindset or your whole life into one song. But piece by piece, you can give people who you are. You can share that with them. And they may find some kind of solace in knowing that somebody else feels like me. And that essentially helps them. And so, you know, it is a very important job. And I take responsibility to the fullest to make sure I will always, as long as I have a voice, to speak and help people.
Right.
That was an awesome question.
Say again.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, well, we wish you much success, and we love your music. Keep it coming.
Thank you. Thank you. And Walt P. loves all you guys from the bottom of his heart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. That was awesome. Keep it coming. We do still have about 3 minutes left on the show. We will be playing the song, guys, so do not worry that we will have the song playing all the way from beautiful Georgia right here in Toronto, Canada. I would love for you to, if you have a stage for Mr. Walt P to come here in Canada and, you know, play for us and be part of our culture here in Canada as well. We have singers and songwriters from all over the world. And so if you have a stage here in Toronto, please, please contact me or contact Walt P manager because it would definitely be worth it. And you never know. You never know. There is an artist for every audience. I want to thank you so much, Mr. Wolpe, again, to be on the show. It's been great as always. As I said earlier, you're always very motivational, very happy, very enthusiastic, and I love that about you. And, you inspire me, and I love to see your updates. I love to see your tweets, and I love to see how your growth is going. And I congratulate you for that. You are, oh my goodness, there's another call. I think I'm going to put it through. We'll take advantage of it. Hi, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Who am I speaking to?
I just want to say, Walt P, the bad guy. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your comment. This is awesome. Okay. Wow, that's how I love it. And here's your fans. You deserve definitely all the praise. Looks like you're doing a very good job, and people do love to support you, and I'm here to support you as well. Oh, my goodness, there's another caller. I wonder. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Lizzie T's Radio Show. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment for my guest?
Yes, I do. I just want to know, I've been following his music for quite a while, and I just want to know, where does he see himself? Can he hear me? Can you hear me, Walt P?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Hi, I love you, Walt P. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, I'm your biggest fan. I just love your work. And where do you see yourself in the next few years? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be working on?
Well, right now, like I said, we just started back iCore Entertainment, LLC, and we're in the building phase. And I absolutely see myself tapping into all kinds of genres of music. You know, I'm deep down in my heart, I love music as a whole. You know, I may be a rapper by trade, but, you know, I would like to get involved with some rock and roll acts, with some, you know, alternative music acts, gospel music acts. You know, it doesn't matter to me. Long as the expression of music is the common goal, I see myself tapping into all genres and making BGC Entertainment a major force in the world.
That is beautiful, and I can definitely see you doing that. Thank you so much, caller. We're running out of time. We need to play the song. Thank you so much, Walt P. We'll have you again, and congratulations
you,
for
baby.
Everything that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Testament of a Dreamer, September 13th.
And that was Mr. Walt P. Huge fan and followers. We don't want to run out of time. Here's the song, everyone.
people wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't tryna be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame I don't trust nobody and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV and what I see is such a bad view.
What's up with the color game? Figure we done had enough of that. It's hard enough in the U.S. going up black. Now we turn on each other, I ain't feeling that. I can't enjoy nice things, I might get whacked. What happened to the marching in unity? Did we forget about Martin Luther King? And you ain't heard a song Sam Cooke sings? Tain't gonna come, and that's a good thing. Seems like wrong, turned into right. You wanna shoot me down, cause I don't wanna fight. And she don't want a man, she done found a wife. And he don't want a girl, he wanna get piped. This whole world done sprayed up, flip-flop. They got the nerd to try to blame it on hip hop. But it's the parents who's unawareness. Got the kids growing up living scandalous. Summertime coming in the heat beam drumming. I can feel it in the air. Niggas plotting on something. Wanna buy me a Benz sitting pretty straight stunning. But this nigga on my block keep looking at me. Wondering if I'm selling dope cause he don't see me work no job. Try your luck, catch me late night, try to rob. I'ma put it in your life, but I really don't want to. Rather help you out with a job, fight your son to do.
I'm trying hard to maintain, but these people wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't tryna be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame I don't trust nobody and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news.
Boogie jumps to beat, and not to be on drugs was a good thing to be. Graduating from high school was priority. Different world, so college is the right thing for me. I don't mean to sound nostalgic by far, but I grew up in a time Bill Cosby was a star. And now you're telling me he's a rapist, but R. Kelly music still bumping on your playlist? Hypocritical society, a judging in a minute. Land of the free, but the freedom ain't in it. And yeah, we all mad, but we knew Trump would win it. And 20 years later, finally, yo, D.C. no longer show videos. How the Kardashians to stand out on more cold. I think I'm getting old, I think I'm getting cold. That's if you suck, I don't care how many I'm sold. Now this rap done turned into crap, and I don't wanna hear nothing about time to adapt. See, I love this crap, and I bout it out now. As I study this game with my gown and my cap, cause I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
They think I'm crazy.
I'm ready.
Body,
I'm ready.
Maintain, but these people wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't tryna be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame I don't trust nobody and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing. People wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't tryna be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame I don't trust nobody and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad.
Color games, figure we done had enough of that. It's hard enough in the U.S. going up black. Now we turn on each other, I ain't feeling that. I can't enjoy nice things, I might get whack. What happened to the marching in unity? Did we forget about Martin Luther King? And you ain't heard the song Sam Cooke sings? Ain't gonna come, and that's a good thing. Seems like wrong, turned into right. You wanna shoot me down, cause I don't wanna fight. And she don't want a man, she done found a wife. And he don't want a girl, he wanna get piped. This whole world done sprayed up, flip-flop. They got the nerd to try to blame it on hip-hop. But it's the parents who's unawareness. Got the kids growing up, living scandalous. Summertime coming in the heat, beam drumming. I can feel it in the air, niggas plotting on something. Wanna buy me a Benz, sitting pretty straight stunning. But this nigga on my block keep looking at me, wondering if I'm selling dope, cause he don't see me work, no job. Try your luck, catch me late night, try to rob. I'ma put it in your life, but I really don't want to. Rather help you out with a job, fight you something to do.
Man. I'm trying hard to maintain, but these people wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't trying to be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame, I don't trust nobody, and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV, and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV, and what I see is such a bad view.
What happened to up jumps the boogie, and boogie jumps the beat? And not to be on drugs was a good thing to be. Graduating from high school was priority. Different world, so college is the right thing for me. I don't mean to sound nostalgic by far, but I grew up in a time Bill Cosby was a star. And now you're telling me he's a rapist? But R. Kelly music still bumping on your playlist? Hypocritical society, a judging in a minute. Land of the free, but the freedom ain't in it. And yeah, we all mad, but we knew Trump would win it. And 20 years later, finally, yo, D.C. no longer show videos. How the Kardashians are standing out on more cold. I think I'm getting old. I think I'm getting cold. Cause if you suck, I don't care how many I'm sold. Now this rap done turned into crap, and I don't wanna hear nothing about time to adapt. See, I love this crap, and I'm about to stop. As I study this game with my gown and my cap, cause I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
They think I'm crazy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm trying hard to maintain, but these people wanna blow my brains out. And I ain't tryna be a victim, so I gotta get with them. It's such a shame, I don't trust nobody, and I gotta maintain doubt. I really think I'm mental, so I carry my pistol. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news. Turn on a TV, and what I see is such a bad view. Lots of tragedy, I'm getting used to hearing bad news.
Looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in city streets. Full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher. full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high, high. Oh, oh, oh. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?
Could see, so goodbye to the old.